Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting opinion piece from the New York Times, published in 2025, about the potential extinction of cultural practices and even humanity itself due to technology. It's a pretty stark warning, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. An extinction event brought about not by a meteor, but by TikTok? I mean, it's a provocative thought, right?
Exactly. Dalfit, the author, argues that the digital age, with its substitutions and distractions, is creating a bottleneck. He says things like traditional art forms, mainline religions, even the family unit itself, are being squeezed out by the virtual world. It's like, we're being lured into a digital comfort zone while the real world withers around us.
I see. So it's not just about newspapers dying, it's about social skills. Romance, basic human interaction fading away. Almost like we're losing the ability to connect on a real level, even as our online connections explode. That's a bit, scary, right?
It is. He talks about the allure of the easier option. Online dating versus real-life courtship. Streaming versus the cinema. The infinite scroll versus a good book. They're inferior, he argues, but they're addictive. They offer instant gratification, even if it's a pale imitation of the real thing. It's a compelling argument. He even throws in online porn to, drive the point home.
Got it. But I'm not entirely convinced by the obsolescence argument. Sure, technology changes things, but does it really render real life meaningless? I mean, I think there's still value in experiencing art in person or having a deep, meaningful conversation face to face, isn't there?
That's a fair critique. Douthat acknowledges that online life can foster intense subcultures and niche communities. But for the average person, he suggests, the digital world elevates the center over the periphery, the celebrity over the everyday. This leads to a sense of futility, especially in smaller communities. They're being left behind, forgotten, while the digital world spins on, relentlessly.
And then there's AI. Douthat argues that AI will accelerate this trend, making the substitution even more complete, the distraction even more powerful, and the sense of human obsolescence even more acute. It's like AI is the final nail in the coffin, right?
Precisely. But he doesn't end on a note of despair. He offers a way out, intentional living. Choosing real-life experiences over their virtual counterparts. Actively engaging in the things we want to preserve, from family and faith to art and culture. He says we have to choose life, basically.
So, have kids, read books, go to the opera, support local businesses. It's a call to action, a plea for a conscious rejection of digital complacency. It's interesting, but it does seem to require a certain level of, I don't know, almost fanaticism, doesn't it? To push against the current so forcefully.
Perhaps, but consider the alternative. A world where everything is mediated through a screen, where human connection becomes a distant memory. I think Douthat is reminding us that the future is not predetermined. It's a choice. And we need to be intentional about the future we want to create. And with that thought-provoking point, we'll wrap up for today. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.